live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been revealed that Donegal is one of the worst served counties for access to an emergency department. Concern has been raised over what's been described as a huge crisis with the water network in Donegal. A Donegal County Councillor has reiterated his call for additional driving testers to be deployed to the county. And Eyeball Irish Business Against Litter has ranked Letterkenny Ireland's 14th cleanest town, climbing from 19th place in October. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, 28-year-old Donegal woman Jasmine McMonagall has been laid to rest. The mother of two's body was found at her home in Killigordon on Friday last. Hundreds attended her funeral earlier at St Mary's Church in Castlefin. She was buried afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. 27-year-old Richard Burke of Forest Park appeared at Sligo District Court on Saturday evening, charged with her murder. He is due to appear in Harston's Court on Friday. The vote on Theresa May's Brexit deal is due to go ahead next Tuesday. The British Prime Minister is trying to rally support for the withdrawal agreement, but there's still strong opposition to it. Stephen Murphy reports.
Theresa May is facing an uphill struggle as MPs return to Westminster today. Getting enough of them to back her deal is still a major headache for the British Prime Minister. The crucial vote, which was delayed last month, is now likely to be held next Tuesday. Many MPs aren't happy about the backstop measure, though. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is concerned about the deal not getting through the House of Commons.
And absent that, of course, it becomes very difficult then to avoid a hard border, so we'll have to go back to the table at that point.
Meanwhile, 150 lorries have taken part in a test drive from Manston Airport in Kent to Dover to see how the UK would cope in case there's disruption at the border after a possible no deal. David Sakayo is from the haulage firm Alkaline UK Limited.
Most of our customers are concerned that the production lines are going to be stopped and that vehicles are going to be stranded in queues.
Back at Westminster, and a cross-party group of over 200 MPs have signed a letter calling on Theresa May to rule out a no-deal Brexit. Labour's Jack Dromey is one of them.
We cannot go over the cliff. The consequences would be utterly catastrophic.
Theresa May is due to make another plea to EU leaders this week to give some ground on the backstop, but the European Commission has again said today that the deal on the table is the only one possible.
Donegal has been revealed to be the third worst county for access to an emergency department. It's as Letterkenny University Hospital is the joint second most overcrowded in the country today, with 36 people awaiting inpatient beds there this morning. According to an analysis based on ERCO data, the majority of Donegal residents are more than half an hour drive from the nearest hospital emergency department, compared to an average 10 minutes for people in Dublin. Councillor Marshall McDermott says these figures are further proof of the pressure put on the county's health service.
Here in Donegal, where most of our residents will probably be an hour minimum away from Letterkenny Hospital. Going back to the same story again in relation to ambulance service, all this ties into the same thing. We only have one hospital, and you know the pressure that's on that hospital, the pressure that's on the ambulance service, the whole system in Donegal needs to be looked at. The whole system in Donegal isn't working, and I don't think there's anybody really listening to that. And I suppose these surveys, they're good in one way because it gives us a bit of ammunition to fight back to these departments about how really badly hit we are here in Donegal. Either let it be any shown, let it be West Donegal, let it be East Donegal, wherever, that we're still far, far out in relation to access to emergency departments.
And in terms of getting extra ambulance bases and extra ambulances in the county, that would surely counteract that issue somewhat.
Absolutely, it would be a massive help. You know, if you had that extra services within the county to take you to Letterkenny Hospital, suppose here in this county, we only have the access to one hospital, where if you start going down through any part of Ireland on further down, you know, they have access to a number of hospitals, let it be north, south, east or west of them, where we have to travel either north or south to directly one hospital within a county, and the county the size of Donegal, one of the biggest counties in Ireland. And that has put in a lot of, it's very difficult at the best of times to get that access to the hospital, but you know, it's proven now how badly we are, how the position that we are in here in Donegal.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says if he decides to contest the next general election under the banner of an independent grouping, that will be made clear to the electorate in Donegal. At present, Deputy Pringle is a member of Independence for Change, which also includes other TDs such as Mick Wallace, Claire Daly, Maureen O'Sullivan and Catherine Conley. Deputy Pringle did not contest the last election under that banner, but says he subsequently joined the grouping to secure speaking rights. Deputy Pringle told Greg Hughes in the 9 till noon show earlier today that he has not yet decided how he will approach the next election, but says whatever happens, he and his colleagues will still be independents.
All the members of Independence for Change are free to be independents, and that's what the beauty of it is. It is a group of independents who've come together. Now, we may decide that we will stand together on certain issues, say in relation to housing or something like that, so that we would take a common view on that, but that would be the only difference.
So when we have the election, Independence for Change logos will be on your posters. If you put posters up, you will be running with the banner Independence for Change.
Yeah, well, what I said is I haven't decided yet whether I would or not.
Okay.
But that option is open to me, yeah. And if I do run as an Independence for Change candidate, well, then it would be under the logo of Independence for Change. I have to think about what's involved in that there, and see what it would benefit for me and for the people of Donegal, yeah, in terms of representation in that there.
Like, are you concerned that the people of Donegal will not be familiar with the Independence for Change? Is it the same as Shane Ross's group? Next thing, will they be up supporting Leo Varadkar and his next government? Are you worried about that sort of side of it?
I wouldn't be worried about supporting Leo Varadkar and his next government, because that's not going to happen anyway. But, you know, I could see that people would have a concern about it. We have had Independents who supported Shane Ross's group and running in the election previously and that there as well, you know. So and there will be confusion as to people whether you are actually fully independent if you are part of an independent group and that, and that's a natural kind of confusion that people will have. And if I decide to run for Independence for Change or any group, and I will make that clear before the election.
The Communications Minister says the assessment of the sole bidder for the National Broadband Plan has not been completed. The department was supposed to have completed it before Christmas, but pushed it back to the new year. Minister Richard Burton says he hopes he can bring a recommendation to government soon.
We have not completed, no. We have indicated that we will be coming back to government shortly. So I have had a chance over Christmas to reflect on much of the paperwork that was submitted, and I hope that we will be in a position to go to government with a recommendation in the near future.
Concern has been raised over what's been described as a huge crisis with the water network in Donegal. Irish Water has announced details of various planned works in the county over the coming months, but it's been argued that even more could be done with increased investment. While work started on a new water line from Derry Bay to Brenelach in West Donegal, Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says there are many parts of the county still left with an inadequate water supply. He believes it's an issue that stems from decisions made by previous governments.
If you look at water infrastructure throughout the whole county, I believe there's a crisis there. There's water bursts all over. When you look over towards Glashahoom and the Claddy, different parts of the Rossa, Skiddaw, right around, there's some massive investment needed. And while this government, as previous government, decides to look after the interests of the very wealthy, those who brought the crash to the state, bankers, bondholders, even if you look at our fishing industry, the failure of the state to actually recognise the importance of it and the value of it, we could actually be in a very wealthy state. And with that money, we could have invested into the infrastructure that is very much needed, employed people directly, instead of our youth having to be forced to the four corners of the planet.
But the utility has announced various works for the county for the upcoming months and indeed the year ahead. If there were even more works planned, it would nearly bring some parts of the county to a standstill. Should we not take what we are getting now for the short term?
No, I don't believe that at all. I believe that we're lucky to get crumbs off a table is something that I have no interest in, and I know that some councillors and politicians do. For me, I think what we need to be is fighting for the very high standard of infrastructure that we deserve. Since the foundation of the state, I suppose, if you look at Donegal and the failure of successive governments to actually put in place the very infrastructure that we need to function as a community, as a society, hasn't been forthcoming.
Lidl Ireland has published a report saying it sourced over €8 million of agri-food produce from Donegal-based suppliers last year. Meanwhile, the company says over €60,000 was contributed to local charities and community groups. The company has stores in Ballybuffet, Buncrana, Bundoran, Donegal Town, Dunloe, Letterkenny and Milford. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In its impact report for 2018, Lidl Ireland says over 100 people are employed in its 8 Donegal stores, with more than €8 million worth of agri-food produce sourced from local suppliers. The company says 29,000 meals were donated through a nationwide initiative with Food Cloud to distribute surplus food to worthwhile causes. As part of that process, Lidl says 15 local charities and community groups working with Lidl and Food Cloud were supported in the region, benefiting from €40,000 in in-kind donations to Food Cloud. €20,000 was raised for Jigsaw, Lidl's charity partner, which provides mental health support to young people. An additional €2,000 was donated to other local charities and community groups. Meanwhile, 7 local ladies' Gaelic football clubs in Donegal benefited from jerseys or other equipment under the Ladies' Gaelic Football Partnership.
Questions are being raised about how a suspected ISIS supporter got an Irish passport. The 45-year-old has been captured in Surrey by militia fighting against ISIS. He lived and worked in Dublin for 10 years before leaving for the Middle East in 2013. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it will provide appropriate assistance to the suspect if required. Security analyst Declan Power says he personally wouldn't have much sympathy for him, but if he's an Irish citizen, he's entitled to consular assistance.
What that level should be under the circumstances. I mean, I would imagine it would be the same protocol for any other Irish citizen caught up in a foreign jurisdiction where they are alleged to have been engaged in some form of illegal activity.
A Donegal County Councillor has reiterated his call for additional driving testers to be deployed to the county. Yesterday, Sunday Independent revealed that Oireachtas members have been making representations to the RSAA on behalf of their constituents in an attempt to secure them a test date, as lengthy wait times for driving tests remain an issue across the country. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says although additional testers have been employed in Donegal, more are needed to cater for the demand. He says contacting a TD or Oireachtas member to secure a driving test shouldn't be the only option.
The easiest and simplest solution is to employ more testers to alleviate with these waiting times, and that's what I have been calling for the last 2 years. I am delighted that Donegal has got 3 extra testers and the waiting times has come down, but it's still unacceptable, the waiting time. People will make representation for lots of things. They're not doing anything illegal, but I don't think that people should have to do that. But I don't have any problem with TDs making applications. But I think for a level playing field for all the people waiting on time, that there should be more testers.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal and Cavan will face off this Wednesday night at McCool Park to decide who will top Section A of the Bank of Ireland Dr McKenna Cup, as both sides have 2 wins from 2 after the weekend's games. Donegal had their second 10-point victory of the campaign against Down yesterday, winning on a scoreline of 1-17 points. Donegal manager Declan Bonner is focused on the Cavan game, but knows they're going into it with a limited squad.
Listen, we look at the Cavan game first, and there's a possibility we may see one or two coming back, Oisín, but not Wednesday. We'll probably have the squad we had, and we are light on numbers at the minute because there are a number of knocks and stuff that we're looking at. But again, it's going to give some other lads opportunity again on Wednesday night in McCool Park, and as I say, you know, we get ready for that now. Yeah.
Throw-in on Wednesday is at 8 p.m. Elsewhere yesterday in the Bank of Ireland Dr McKenna Cup, Tyrone and Derry both picked up wins, beating Ulster University and Fermanagh respectively. Next up for Tyrone is the visit of Fermanagh to Healy Park on Wednesday night at 8 p.m, while at the same time in Oneveg, Derry will host Ulster University. In soccer, Josh Kerr has joined Derry City on a 6-month loan deal from Brighton and Hove Albion. The 20-year-old Scot previously played for Celtic, where he won the SFA Youth Cup, as well as featuring in the UEFA Youth League and faced Barcelona and Manchester City. Derry boss Declan Devine and Academy Director Paddy McCourt were impressed with the young defender and feel he can bring a lot to the Candy Stripes. Kerr says he took advice on the move from Brighton teammate and Derry native Shane Duffy. Kijana Huever could become the youngest ever player to play for Liverpool in the FA Cup tonight. The 16-year-old Dutch fullback has been training with the senior squad ahead of tonight's third round trip to Wolves. It's likely to be a much changed Liverpool side that lines out at Molineux, where there's a 7:45 start. Tottenham may go an entire year without signing a player, according to boss Mauricio Pochettino. They are the only Premier League team not to bring in a new face during the summer transfer window, and Pochettino isn't expecting any arrivals in the January window.
We know very well that summer always is difficult, but winter is worse. And sure, for us, it's going to be difficult to add some player. I don't expect to add players. Of course, if on the end we have the possibility to add the right player, we are going to try.
The Ulster Elite Boxing Championships get underway tomorrow night at the Dockers Club in Belfast. There were 33 entries for this year's championships, 27 male and 6 female. There are 20 bouts in total, 9 semi-finals, which take place tomorrow, and 11 finals on Saturday the 19th of January at Ulster Hall in Belfast. There are 3 bouts with local interest taking place tomorrow evening. Brett McGinty of Oakleaf Boxing Club will box in the 75kg semi-final. In the girls, 48kg Donna Barr of Illy's Golden Gloves is in action, and former Letterkenny Boxing Clubman Stephen McMonagall is in action in the 91kg category. Caroline Connolly of Mourne Golden Gloves received a walkover in the 80kg category. Ice swimmer Paddy Bond was back in the ice this weekend in Doncaster at the Great British Ice Swimming Championships and picked up 2 silver medals in the 1,000 metres freestyle and the 100 metres overall. Bond was recently selected to represent Ireland at the World Championships in Murmansk, Russia on St Patrick's weekend, but he will first take part in the Irish Championships at Wildwater Armagh, which take place on Sunday, January 26th. And finally, the launch for the 2018 Donegal Sports Star Awards take place this evening in the Mount Errigal Hotel Letterkenny, starting at 6pm sharp. Details will be announced for the awards function, which takes place on Friday the 25th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. The winners from the 1978 Donegal Sports Star Awards will be honoured with presentations to celebrate the 40th anniversary of their awards. Ticket information and other details will be announced at the launch, as well as the announcement of this year's special guest. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but for now it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, the Minister for Health says anti-abortion protesters standing outside hospitals are intimidating and upsetting for patients. Demonstrations have been held outside a GP clinic in Galway and Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda as abortion services begin. The Department of Health and HSE are examining whether a patient's confidentiality was breached after online comments speculated an abortion was to take place in Drogheda this morning. Minister Simon Harris is to meet opposition party shortly to discuss introducing safe access zones outside hospitals and GP surgeries. He says patients shouldn't be exposed to protests.
That people would endeavour to intimidate people, be they doctors or nurses or midwives or people going in and out of our health services, is indeed upset. I mean, I'm looking today at pictures of people standing outside hospitals. There's many, many people going into that hospital today in many, many, many different circumstances, and they should be able to freely access that hospital without having any added burden of such a protest, which can cause upset.
And Eyeball Irish Business Against Litter has ranked Letterkenny Ireland's 14th cleanest town, climbing from 19th place in October last. Letterkenny has been deemed clean to European norms in Eyeball's final report for 2018. Their anti-litter league results show Fermoy and Waterford crowned the cleanest town and city in Ireland. Eyeball's Conor Horgan says the reoccurring problem of litter black spots needs to be tackled.
In truth, in most cases, we don't get much sense from the local authorities that there's any real plan or sense of prioritisation behind these areas. The reason we picked on them was we felt they're neglected, and we sort of still feel that they're being neglected.
For weather now, mostly dry this evening with moderate, occasionally fresh west to northwest winds. Cold tonight with some frost in places and lowest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, 28-year-old Donegal woman Jasmine McMonagall has been laid to rest. The mother of two's body was found at her home in Killigordon on Friday last. Donegal has been revealed to be the third worst county for access to an emergency department. It's as Letterkenny University Hospital is ranked the joined as second most overcrowded in the country today, with 36 people awaiting inpatient beds there this morning. Concern has been raised over what's been described as a huge crisis with the water network in Donegal. Irish Water has announced details of various plant works in the county over the coming months, but it's been argued that even more could be done with increased investment. And the Donegal County Councillor has reiterated his call for additional driving testers to be deployed to the county. Yesterday's Sunday Independent revealed that Oireachtas members have been making representations to the RSA on behalf of their constituents in an attempt to secure them a test date, as lengthy wait times for driving tests remain an issue across the country. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 7th of January. The death has taken place of John Bernard Logue, 68, Brocker Road, Eglinton. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral will leave his home at 11 o'clock on Thursday for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Tamnahirin. Burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Josephine Deveny, née Peoples, 381 Ardbeathan, St Johnson. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, with Requiem Mass on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Lifford Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Bridie Meehan, Main Street, Manor Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Columbus Church, Drumahill, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Joseph's Hospital Comfort Fund, Stranorer, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Louise Murphy, née O'Donnell, 5, The Grange and Rock Hill, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at her late residence at The Grange until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 8 p.m. House strictly private, please, at all other times and also on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con MacDade and Sons Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Pat Houston, Cuttymon Hill, St Johnson. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Bernard McColgan, Legahury, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Breed Bradley, née McHugh, Common, Ardra. Her remains will repose at her residence at Common until 11 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Harbour Lights Patients Comfort Fund, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of Michael McGinley, Moyle Hill, Milford and Sheriff's Mountain, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home at Moyle, Milford. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Peter's Church, Milford, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Private cremation to follow. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, née Porter, Glasha, Carndonagh.
Fiona will leave her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Paddy Moy, Strigali, Clohan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kiltyvogue Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. And the death has taken place of James Jim McCauley, 72 Silverbrook Park, New Buildings. Funeral service in Adair and Neely Funeral Home, 10 Foyle Road, at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. Burial afterwards in Muff Cemetery. The house is private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, Derry. Family and friends welcome to visit Adair and Neely Funeral Home today and tomorrow between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m.